She could pick a date. She could pick a fight. On nights like this, she wasn't sure which she preferred. She just knew that sometimes she was her mother's daughter, and she never trusted herself when she was in this kind of mood. Go home, Rainey. You know the drill. She studied Quincy instead. The firm set of his lips, the strong line of his shoulders, that blue, blue gaze of a man who knew what he was about. God damn him. 30 minutes later, she'd changed into civvies and they were sitting at a bar. Tequila's was a happening place. Plank floor covered in peanut shells. Tiny booths covered in scarred brown vinyl. Pitchers of beer that went for $1.50 on Wednesday nights. And all-you-could-eat mozzarella sticks during happy hour. The jukebox belted out country favorites. On the dance floor, half the couples moved easily to the rhythmic steps of line dancing. Deeper in the shadows, other couples moved to other rhythms in perfect time. Rainey yelled her order for a bottle of Bud Light over the din. Quincy surprised her by ordering the same. He struck her as a Heineken man, but live and learn. For a while, they simply sat, watching the dance floor, absorbing the noise, and loosening up until the lessons of Bakersville's K-8 and Danny O'Grady seemed far away. Nice place, Quincy said shortly. Fun, Rainey said. Come here often? Careful, soup spag. Next thing you know, you'll be asking my sign. Quincy grinned. It was a good look on his face, especially with his shirt sleeves rolled up and his silk tie loosened. He took a long pull from the beer bottle. Nice and cold, he said. How's yours? Don't know. I'm an alcoholic, Quince. Came from an alcoholic mother. Probably had an alcoholic father. I'd know if my mother had sobered up long enough to remember his name. He gave her a curious look. We didn't have to come to a bar. Not a problem. I've been sober 10 years. I know what I'm doing. But you still order a beer? Yep. I like holding the bottle in my hand and knowing I can set it down again. It's the sense of power, I'm sure. Plus, she slipped him a wink, beer bottles are a goddamn phallic delight.